I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A strong earthquake shook the Carlsbad area this afternoon. Kyle Marksteiner, spokesperson for the city of Carlsbad, tells us more.
The report we've received now is that it was a 5.3 magnitude, that it came from the Mentone area, down near Pecos, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to the fire department, police department. We don't have any reports. As you can imagine, every single person I know, everybody was texting and social media was going crazy. It was just everybody, I think, who was awake in Carlsbad probably felt it.
How about the brine well that was just remediated? Any effects out there?
Spoke with Jen Armendariz with Eddy County. She had contacted the people monitoring the brine well. That, they have ultra-sensitive sensors, so they certainly picked it up better than anyone, but there was no change or anything there.
So was the earthquake felt in the city limits of Carlsbad?
I talked to two different family members. I talked to people around town, and everybody across town felt it. I think people in Roswell reported feeling it, people in El Paso. As always, there was a few aftershocks afterwards that were recorded. I don't recall the numbers for those.
You're doing it at the time.
Typing away, working on a project with the city, and all of a sudden we thought there was either some massive construction on our building going on there.
But there wasn't, and there weren't any injuries reported either. A Lovington woman allegedly hosted a party for minors where alcohol was involved was arrested on a charge of concealing her identity after Lovington police found her in a closet. She initially told officers a false name and said she was 16. But later, she ID'd herself as 41-year-old Maria Gonzalez. According to reports, police responded to a loud party call at a residence at 9th and Adams on Saturday about 10 p.m. When they arrived, they saw juveniles running away from the home and who apparently had been drinking. Several other juveniles did not have the chance to flee the home, and police asked them to call their parents and pick them up. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.